ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 12th चैप्टर। ध्रुव महाराज गोज बैक टू गॉड हेड। टेक्स्ट 43 purport by his divine grace Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Narad continued, just see how Dhruva Maharaj, aggrieved at the harsh words of his stepmother, went to the forest at the age of only five years, and under my direction underwent austerity. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unconquerable, Dhruva Maharaj defeated him with the specific qualifications possessed by the Lord's devotees. Please repeat after me. The great Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Godhead is unconquerable. No one can conquer the Lord. But he voluntarily accepts subordination to the devotional qualities of his devotees. For example, Lord Krishna accepted subordination to the control of Mother Yasoda because she was a great devotee. The Lord likes to be under the control of his devotees. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that everyone comes before the Lord and offers him exalted prayers, but the Lord does not feel as pleased when offered such prayers as he does when a devotee out of pure love chastises him as a subordinate. The Lord forgets his exalted position and willingly submits to his pure devotee. Dhruva Maharaj conquered the Supreme Lord because at a very tender age, only 5 years old, he underwent all the austerities of devotional service. This devotional service was, of course, executed under the direction of a great sage, Narada. This is the first principle of devotional service, Adu Guru Ashrayam. In the beginning, one must accept a bona fide spiritual master. And if a devotee follows strictly the direction of the spiritual master, as Dhruva Maharaj followed the instructions of Narad Muni, then it is not difficult for him to achieve the favor of the Lord. The sum total of the devotional qualities is development of unalloyed love for Krishna. This unalloyed love for Krishna can be achieved simply by hearing about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya accepted this principle that if one in any position submissively hears the transcendental message spoken by Krishna or about Krishna, then gradually he develops the quality of unalloyed love. And by that love only, he can conquer the unconquerable. The Mayavadi philosophers aspire to become one with the Supreme Lord, but a devotee surpasses that position. Not only does a devotee become one in quality with the Supreme Lord, but he sometimes becomes the father, mother, or master of the Lord. Arjuna also, by his devotional service, made Lord Krishna his chariot driver. He ordered the Lord, "Put my chariot here," and the Lord executed his order. These are some examples of how a devotee can acquire the exalted position of conquering the unconquerable. So, Krishna has another name that is called Ajita, that is unconquerable. And it has been said in some other place in the scripture also, that when one renders devotional service to the Lord with his body, mind and words, and being situated wherever he is situated, then the Lord that is unconquerable, the Lord who is Ajita, becomes conquered. So that is the most wonderful aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that although he is the greatest, but he allows himself to be subordinate to his devotees. He becomes smaller than his devotees. And actually the supreme position of Krishna is not only that he is the greater than the greatest, but Krishna's supremacy, his all greatness depends on another criterion also, and that is he is also smaller than the smallest. Krishna is greater than the greatest and he is also smaller than the smallest. Like, for the sake of his devotees, Krishna can become very small. He becomes just like an ordinary child, and he submits himself to his devotees. And the devotees order Krishna at that time, like as Prabhupada mentioned here, that Mother Jasoda, she is a devotee of Krishna. But Krishna himself is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Mother Jasoda used to treat Krishna as her own little child. And she did not care whether Krishna is God or not. Sometimes they would see Krishna's transcendental opulence. Mother Jasoda would see Krishna's transcendental opulence, but still she would not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She would rather prefer to think that she is having some kind of hallucination. Like that's what happened. One day Krishna ate some mud and Balaram came and reported to Mother Jasoda. Just like the ordinary children, the younger brother did some mischief, the elder brother came and informed the mother. That, Mother, you know Krishna did this today. And Mother Jasoda asked Krishna, Krishna, did you do that? Did you really do that? Did you eat mud? Then Krishna says, no, I didn't eat mud. And then Balaram kept on insisting, no, see, he's lying. And Krishna said, no, actually Balaram is envious of me. That's why he is complaining to you like that. So they were having arguments like that. And then Krishna said, no, actually Balaram is envious of me. That's why he is complaining to you like that. So they were having arguments like that. And then Mother Jasoda said, okay, let's see, open your mouth, let's see whether you really ate mud. So Krishna opened his mouth and Mother Jasoda saw the entire creation inside Krishna's mouth. And she started blinking her eyes. What's the matter with me? Why am I seeing this universe inside Krishna's mouth? Something must have gone wrong. My head must be spinning. So this is how this devotees, exalted devotees, feel. Because now one may question, why Krishna allow this thing to happen? And it's of course a very nice question. Why Krishna allows his devotees become superior to him? Because Krishna is the most superior. Krishna is the supreme. So why does Krishna allow his devotees to become even more superior to him? The answer to that is because Krishna wants to enjoy the mellows. Krishna wants to enjoy the mellows of loving exchange. Now, if they knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if they were aware of that fact, then they could not have dealt with Krishna with this specific relationship. Or rather, in those specific relationships. Because if they knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then immediately they would start offering prayers. And that's also in those specific relationships. Because if they knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then immediately they would start offering prayers. And that's also, we can see, in Mathura. Right after Krishna was born, Devaki and Vasudev became very, very happy that such a beautiful little child is born. And they were very happy, and their heart was filled with parental affection. But then they remembered, oh, right now Kamsa will come and kill this newborn child, like Kamsa did the seven other children. So then as soon as they thought that, their heart was very much aggrieved. And then Krishna took up his Narayan form and said, don't worry, I actually have come to protect you. Like, no one can kill me, so do not unnecessarily worry about that. Kamsa cannot kill me. Instead, I will kill Kamsa. I actually have come to kill Kamsa. So when Krishna consoled Devaki and Vasudev like that, then immediately Devaki and Vasudev saw that Krishna, their son is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And due to this feeling of awe and reverence, the mellow of parental love disappeared. The mellow that they were experiencing, that they felt, the way they felt, like a father and mother feel about their child, when they felt the same way about Krishna, that feeling was totally gone. So, the moment a devotee recognizes Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he cannot have this kind of exchanges. These very intimate exchanges are possible only when they do not become aware, or when they are not aware of that fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Yogamaya does that arrangement. Yogamaya actually makes them forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, that's why Krishna says, Naham Prakasha Sarvasa Yogamaya Samabrita. Krishna is covered by Yogamaya. Krishna is one way covered by Yogamaya in the eyes of non-devotees. Non-devotees cannot see Krishna. Krishna's form is covered by Yogamaya. But another extreme is the most advanced devotees. Their position is diametrically opposite. And so that opposite is sometimes alike. So Krishna's devotees' dealings with him in Vrindavan, and Vrindavan sometimes appears to be like the activities of the non-devotees, the atheistic people, or materially conditioned people. That's why the Sanskrit expression for Vrindavan pastime, Vrindavan is actually aprakriti, and material nature has been compared to prakriti, has been said as prakrita, material nature. And aprakrita means opposite to material nature. And it has been said sometimes the opposite is alike. Like the sunrise and sunset seems to be alike, but they are diametrically opposite. The dusk and dawn seems to be alike. So the same way Krishna's devotees' activities in Vrindavan sometimes appears to be like a materially motivated person, a materialistic person, but actually it is diametrically opposite. That's the highest form of devotion. Whereas in the material platform, people do not have any devotion. And that arrangement is made by Yogamaya.